Are you ready to win? You're tuned in with Star, Pastor Dab, and Gabe for an hour packed with encouragement, strategies, and resources for families with children with special needs. You're not alone on this journey. Stay tuned because you're ready to win.
Good morning, world, good morning. The sun arose again. It's a new day for me to reach my dreams. Full of opportunity. I hope you'll take this moment and leave your past behind. You can't move forward looking back. Don't want to live your life and rewind. It's a new day for me to reach my dreams. It's a new day full of
be a fantastic day because we have Pastor Dab. Good afternoon, Pastor Dab.
All right. Good afternoon, everybody. Good afternoon. A shout out to Alan, our favorite engineer. It's just such a blessing, truly a blessing. And we just thank you guys for tuning in to Ready to Win. And this is Pastor Dab. And we just, every week when we come on our show, we always like to start out and honor God. in everything that we do and say, and we always want to seek him first. And so today we're just going to give some words of encouragement and just come to you about the expectation of future good, just expecting great and marvelous things from God.
Amen.
And just continuing to look forward. And so we don't want you to lose hope, because our hope has to be anchored in Jesus. And so our scripture that we're going to come from today is a familiar scripture from Isaiah 40 and 31 says, "But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint." So this is a journey that we are on. Some are on and some aren't on, but we're all in it together. And so we just want you to know, don't lose hope.
Amen.
Don't give up on what God has promised to each and every one of you. Some have special needs and some don't, but we all have special needs, but some have more special needs than others. And so we are just coming today just to tell God thank you for giving us the words that we need, his word, God's promises that we need to stay anchored in Jesus. So I'm coming today to let you know, don't give up, don't lose hope, and we're in it together. We are in it to win it. So just continue to believe that what God has promised, it will surely come to pass. Don't lose hope, and just know that your hope is anchored in Jesus. That's a repeat, but your hope should be anchored in Jesus. And if your hope is anchored there, your expectation of anything that you want from the Lord, he has it for you, available for you. All right? Take it away, Star and Q.
All righty. Well, good morning, and thank you for that awesome word, Pastor Dab. This is Star.
Love you.
We love you, too.
And Quentin.
We're ready to win, guys. And we love our favorite engineer over there, Alan. Yay. So we're excited, you guys. It's been an awesome week. We've had an amazing week this week. We got to go and do some exploring, some fun times, some fun family times. And we're going to talk today about our adventures and how we continue to live our life outside the box and how we really, really have autism on the go, real life every single day. And so we're going to talk to you guys about that a little bit today and give you some tips and some strategies on some things that you can do so that you can be out there in your community making a difference and living your life to the fullest. And before we do that, just want to let everyone know that our hearts and our prayers go out to the family that lost their child this week. It was a child with autism that got lost in the woods. And just so sad. It's just so sad. And anytime you hear stories of like that, it just breaks your heart, because we know that it could be any of us. You know, it's just by God's grace and mercy that we're all here today. And so just praying for that family, and makes you just be more aware and just continue to raise awareness, you guys, and continue to make a difference how you can. And so that's truly one of the reasons why this was on my heart this week. This morning when I woke up, I was like, what are we going to talk about? What can we share with the people to encourage them? Because when you hear stories like this, it makes you afraid. It can make you afraid. It can instill fear into you that where you won't even want to leave and go out into the community and to be out and about. And so definitely our hearts and our prayers are with them. And we don't want to be afraid, and we don't want to live our life in fear. So we're going to give you guys some different things that you can put in place, that we put in place, you know, and much prayer. But there are some things that we put in place to try to be safe while we're out in the community.
You definitely don't want to live life in fear, because we're supposed to live an abundant life. So an abundant life is absence of fear. Caution, but not fear. Like, I was cautious yesterday. It was multiple lightning strikes happening outside. And I was like, maybe I shouldn't go anywhere. But I said, you know, I'm going to go ahead and go, because I'm not going to live in fear. I'm going to be cautious, which means I'm looking around, but I'm still going to do what I got to do. And I just figured, if the Lord's willing to take me out with a lightning strike, then when it's my time, it's my time. That's the way I feel about it. So you still got to, you know, can't live life in fear. You got to just, you know, live life abundantly.
Amen. Amen. So we're going to give you guys some strategies on how we've done that. We were out in the RV at Mayport, and we had an awesome family time there. We, you know, it's we call it our portable beach house. So we were able to be right there on the beach, and Gabriel was able to have a lot of access to the beach. I think I told my mom, I was like, I think I went to the beach more this week than I have the whole time I lived in Jacksonville for 20 years, you know. But we had a lot of fun out there. He had a lot of fun. But definitely with that fun, you know, there was a lot of preparation and a lot of caution. And so one of the things I want to share with you guys when it comes to taking your children out in the community and your young adults out in the community is to be aware of your surroundings as much as you can. And that is really, really key. A lot of times somebody might have to go out and survey the area, you know, firsthand before they bring in the rest of the people. And I think that's even biblical, right? They sent people out to go look at the land. You know what I'm saying? Go look and see if it's good for us, you know? And that's kind of what we have to do too. I mean, we have to do that in so many different parts of our life. We do that. We have to go in. When we go to church, we have to go, where are we going to sit at? What's going to be the best place? When we go to a restaurant, we always have to go figure out what would be the best place. When we go anywhere, we have to figure out what's going to be the best place. And especially when you start talking about going out into like picking RV sites and nature and stuff like that. So we have to figure out what's going to be the best location for Gabe. So I think it's always smart to send somebody out to kind of survey the area so that they can, you know, somebody that knows, okay, we have these different needs and what is going to be the best spot to accommodate these needs. And we do that even at school when we're picking field trips. These are the types of different special needs that we have. What are going to be the best ways that we can accommodate all of these special needs? So you might even have to go in advance and say, okay, I'm here in advance to look and make sure it's child-proof and kid-proof and going to be, it's going to be safer when we bring our kids here. And I think that that's really, really important. So Quentin went in and surveyed the land, and we had a great spot. And this isn't the first time that we've had a great spot at Mayport, but one time we went to Kings Bay, and it was too close to the lake. And not only was it too close to the lake, you know, they had the signs out, alligators, beware, there are alligators in there. Of course, mommy was taking pictures of the alligators are in there. And there was like no border or no like rocks or anything that kind of divided the lake from the RV. It was just kind of like lake, then the RV, you know. So it wasn't really enough space for us to feel comfortable. And I think that even though it was supposed to be the better view, and everybody wants the best view, you know, we want prime real estate, right? Everybody's always looking for prime real estate. And the prime real estate is not what's out in your outward view. It's that inside view, what you see in the house. That's your prime real estate. So that's what you have to take care of. But so we had to turn away from the prime real estate, which was the prime spot to be able to place our RV that day. And we had to go down a lot further to where it was going to be a little bit safer. But sometimes you have to make those tough decisions, you know. But I know you remember that, mommy? He's there. Probably with Gabe. Quentin, you remember when we had to do that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I definitely remember the trip. I remember a couple of things we were concerned about was the lake. And also, there was another area that you guys told me not to pick. And that was like right next to the woods.
Oh, yeah.
So we kind of, that was the second area that was next to the woods. So we ended up going for the compromise, which is in between the lake and the woods.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was the best spot based on the surveys.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah. It was like, oh, no, it's too many bushes over there. You know? So I'm telling you guys, it's like, I know he probably wants to pull his hair out dealing with me, mommy, and Gabe. He's like, what in the world? You know? But it's you know, we try to figure out what's going to be the best spot. And it's like that over and over and over again, you guys, trying to pick the best spot. But These are just some suggestions that would help you is if you send somebody out so you can survey the area, survey your surroundings so that you can know exactly what you're in for and what could be some possible dangers or threats to your child or to your adult or whoever you're taking care of. You know, what are could be some possible threats, you know, that you might have to overcome there. And I just think that's just kind of smart planning.
Yeah, like in the lake, because Gabriel loves the water, so he gravitates toward the water. So he may, when he sees water, he kind of forgets about us, and he goes mm-hmm. straight to the water. Mm-hmm. So without any fear of anything, so he's mm-hmm. going to go directly toward the water, whether it's a lake or ocean or any kind of body of water. If it's water, he's going towards it. Mm-hmm. So that's something we have to be mindful of. And then in the woods, he's pretty good about not running off, but just in case, you know, he's getting bigger and stronger now. So mm-hmm. instead of, we don't want to have to, I try to stay in the gym and lift weights to make sure that I'm able to restrain him if necessary. But if he wants to go in the woods, it's going to be hard to keep him out of the woods. So it's mm-hmm. best for us to keep our distance from the woods.
Keep our distance. Yeah, exactly. Because he is definitely getting stronger. And, you know, it just takes, I think, and another point that I had here in the notes is that as they grow older, the threats change. So, you know, it's like the things that were dangerous to them when they were little, like I used to be concerned about Gabriel when he was littler, when he was going in the swimming pool. And I would always have to go in the pool with him. And now that he's tall enough to go into the pool, I don't have to go in there with him, but now I have to watch out for where if he's going to run and bump into people because I don't know how well he's seeing or, you know, just different things. So the things change as the kids change, you know, and the things that might hurt them when they were littler, those might become obsolete in them if there's different threats and things that you have to be worried about. So my second point was places that would seem childproof for most children might be potentially harmful for your child. If they have special needs, you know, and it could be something so innocent. You know, I remember we were at the zoo. We went to an awesome zoo event and it was so much fun. And all the kids were just running. We were having so much fun. And then here I go. I'm looking, you know, I'm always looking, surveying the area, right? I'm like, uh-oh, there's some cactus. And they were beautiful, gigantic cactus. And they have them like all up and down that boardwalk. Now, for some people, they probably could just tell their kid, oh, don't touch that. Don't touch. For me, I'm like, oh, my gosh. So it made me go on high alert. And then, I mean, I seen a lot of them while we were walking. But I just think for a child that has sensory issues, those are potentially dangerous things for us. You know, so I couldn't. I just had to be extra careful, you know, and we always have to be extra careful. But when, you know, you look around and you see different things like that, just like, OK, keep them away from this, keep them away from that, you know, whatever. So just some things, even things like when we go to the park sometime, there's this big, the way they build these jungle gyms now, they always have this big open space. I'm like, why are you trying to teach kids to jump from one story or something? It's just like a big open area where they can just fall off or something. I'm like, it's not even any monkey bars or anything there. It's just this big open space. So I always, in my head, I'm always like so mindful. Always, whenever the therapists go, I'm like, there's this big open space there. Be careful of this big open space. But, you know, that might not be harmful for other kids. But for mine, I just really always concerns me with that big open space. And even, you know, the only injury that Gabriel has ever had, not on my watch, on the other people's watch, was when they took him to the park and he hit his eye. And he had to go. We had to go. That's the only time we ever had to go to the emergency room was for that, you know. So some things that are a threat to some typical children, they, you know, they might not be a threat to some children. But to my Gabriel, those were very dangerous. So just be mindful of that. If you know your children are attached or love water or anything like that, just be mindful of those different things, because one thing that can hurt one might not hurt one, or it can hurt one or not the other. Okay. So those are just some things that we have to always be aware of with Gaby Baby.
Especially that he's getting bigger. he's getting bigger and stronger. So, I mean, he's very mindful, but we have to be mindful as well.
Mm-hmm. Always. Always have to be mindful. And another point that I had was never getting too comfortable. I think this is the hardest point for parents and caregivers, is when you're thrown into this mode. It's like you want to relax so bad. You're like, I'm so tired. I mean, I meet so many parents and people that are in this on this journey. They're like, I just want to relax. I'm so tired. But you know, you can never really let your guard down. So you really, really can't get too comfortable. It's like you're always on high alert. And I always tell you guys that when I go to the pool, I'm like, oh, you see all the moms there with their kids and they're like laying back and just sitting there getting a tan and relaxed, reading a book. I'm like, wow, how can they do that? You know what I'm saying? I'm like over here looking like, what's he doing? What's he doing? What's he doing? You know, wishing that I could lay back and relax, but I know that I can't, not in this season, because there really is no room for error. So like I said, when he was smaller, he was able to, I didn't know, you know, I always had to get in there with him. And now that he's bigger, I have to be mindful of other things. So now I'm like, okay, don't take your swimming diaper off. Keep everything on. You know what I'm saying? Because he's so sensory. Sometimes you'll look up. If you're looking down for a second, you'll look up and up. Gabriel has on no swimming clothes, you know, so it's like, okay, the kid is, you know, he was younger when he was doing that. So we had to always be mindful of those things. Like, okay, Gabriel, keep on your trunks, keep on your shirt, you know, different things like that. It's just so many different things as they change and as they grow up that you have to be aware of. So things definitely do change as they get older. And, you know, parents, we just can't get too comfortable. We have to make sure that we stay on duty. I know Quentin knows about duty because he's in the military. They have those duty days. So it's all about those duty days. You know, we're always on duty. Mommy, and when mommy's done, she says, I'm off duty. I'm off duty. That means you better step in. So you know, it's all about being on duty, being on watch, and taking charge.
It's a blessing. It's a blessing to have somebody, you know, in that journey with you, helping you, you know, and there may be some parents that don't have help, or they may be, you know, single all by themselves with a special needs child. So I pray their strength in the Lord, you know, I pray that, you know, the Lord is their help. And I pray that he rejuvenates their energy. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, it does help when you have, you know, right now we have like a small village because you got his mom and then you have his mom's mom and his dad. Mm-hmm. That, you know, that helps them, but you know, it's a lot of people out there that don't have any help. So I pray their strength in the Lord.
Mm-hmm. And it's so true, because it's, you know, it's a lonely journey. And I have a lot of friends out there, you know, and I meet a lot of people, and it's so awesome when they have that family support. But then there's a lot of people that don't have it, and they have to create it. So when you have to create it, it's just a little bit more challenging. But it can happen for sure, you know. And I met some awesome people that I think we have some guests for next week, the next couple weeks. I have some guests lined up, but you guys are going to get to hear different stories. And that's what we want to do. We want to bring you different stories of people that are making a difference in their community, and give you ideas on what they're doing, how they live their life outside the box. So that's what it's all about. It's all about sharing our stories. And like mommy said, it goes right back to that scripture, so that we can have hope. Because really, you know, the devil comes to kill, steal, and to destroy. He wants you to feel hopeless. And we don't want to feel hopeless. We are not hopeless. God can still do great things in our lives and through us in spite of, you know. So I hear you, mommy.
Oh, yes. I believe in that. The expectation of future good. Looking mm-hmm. and expecting the things, the good things that God can bring forth to us. And also, I like that one thing that you said, don't get too comfortable. Mm-hmm. And that's key. We don't get too comfortable in the house or outside of the house, especially don't get too comfortable in the house, because, you know, that's our natural, you know, place of habitat, and it's familiar and all that. But we still have to be mindful of those things and always watch him all the time. You know, mm-hmm. if it gets too quiet, you know, we don't know what he could be doing.
He gets quiet. You know? We're like, oh, yeah. He's too quiet. So what's he doing?
You kind of like to have to stay in his space. But you got to give them some space, but you kind of really got to be in their space, because you don't never know what they're doing.
Right.
You know, they could do something harmful and we not know it, you mm-hmm. know. So that's why, you know, we have to really not get too comfortable. I think that's key words. Mm-hmm. Do not get too comfortable. And that's basically really inside, because outside you're really more focused on them. But, you know, I think that goes for both, inside or outside the home.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're in the home more than you're outside of the home. So don't get too comfortable in your own surroundings. You have to still, like you said, you know, be on watch, be on high alert, mm-hmm. because that's key, because the enemy can slip in right anytime.
Sure can, and it's so true.
Just at that point of time where you think he's okay because he's in the house,
uh-huh.
but that's not always the truth, you know. So I think that's a good point.
Don't get too comfortable. And, you know, the thing about it is, I said earlier that there are always changes. So, like, our changes have come from a huge growth spurt. Gabriel's went from probably 4'8" to, or 4'5" to 5'2", probably. I mean, he's almost 5'2". I really believe he is. And we just took him to the doctor, guys. Everything that he wants now, he can just grab. So he goes in the pantry. He can go on top of the kitchen counters, and he can go into on top of the ice box. So there is no, really nothing out of reach for him. And so it's just making sure everything is put up. And you thought it was put up high, but you got to put it up higher than that. And you got to lock it up, and you got to make sure that, you know, that everything is safe, because it's, the things
that's probably here to say, Star, childproof.
And
even as he's getting taller, we're going to have to put locks
up high.
Yeah, we used to have the microwave as a safe place, but the microwave is no longer a safe place.
No, because he can reach the microwave now, and he goes in the microwave. So, yeah, it's just not getting too comfortable, guys, and staying on post, staying on watch.
Like some people, the way some people's children escape, they know how to unlock the door. Right at this point in time, Gabriel does not know how to unlock the doors.
He does.
So that's the lesson for us at this time. But some people's children know how to unlock the door, and that's how they escape.
That's right. So you guys stay with us as we continue to give you information. You're listening to Ready to Win. This is Star.
Quentin.
And
Pastor Dab.
And Gabriel.
Yep. And we'll be right back.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Hundreds of people have attended the funeral of an 11-year-old Palestinian boy, apparently the youngest to be killed by Israeli fire in 6 months of violent demonstrations by the Palestinians along Gaza's perimeter fence. Israel says those demonstrations often double as an opportunity for the Palestinians, youth included, to launch their attacks across the border at Israeli military personnel. On Capitol Hill yesterday, Arizona Senator Jeff Flake said he wanted to see the full Senate hold off on voting for Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation as a U.S. Supreme Court justice.
I think it would be proper to delay the floor vote for up to but not more than 1 week in order to let the FBI continue to do an investigation limited in time and scope to the current allegations that are there.
Meanwhile, President Trump has cleared the way for an FBI probe. A federal judge says a group of nearly 200 Democratic lawmakers does have legal standing to sue the president. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
For the second time, a federal court has given the green light for a constitutional lawsuit against the president. Judge Emmett Sullivan says Democrats in Congress have legal standing to prove that Mr. Trump violated the U.S. Constitution's emoluments provision banning the acceptance of gifts from foreign interests.
That is correspondent Greg Cluxton. Russia's foreign minister struck an aggressive tone at the United Nations, Sergei Lavrov, speaking through an interpreter, accusing the U.S. of failing to cooperate.
We hear loud statements that not only call into question the legal validity of international treaties, but also declare the priority of self-serving unilateral approaches over the decisions taken in the framework of the United Nations.
Sergei Lavrov making his comments yesterday in New York. More from townhall.com.
Jacksonville forecast, a mix of sun and clouds this afternoon, a chance of showers and storms, upper 80s, mostly cloudy tonight, low 75. Sunday, partly sunny, isolated showers near 90, cloudy Sunday night, mid-70s. Monday and Tuesday, occasional rain and breezy with a high of 85. The rest of the first week of October will be beautiful, sunny days Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and 87, partly cloudy nights, down to 72.
All right, you guys. Welcome back to Ready to Win. This is Star.
Quentin.
Pastor Dab.
All righty.
And Gabriel.
And Gabriel. And we come on the show every single Saturday from 12 to 1. We come to give you hope, you guys, and we come on to help families and children that have special needs. We highlight different companies, therapy companies, anybody that's doing a great work here in the community that's making a difference in our special needs community. We would love to have you come on our show and share your story. So to contact our giveaway office, you can do so at info@giveawayfoundation.org. info@giveawayfoundation.org. We got a lot of great people lined up for the next couple of weeks, and we want to get more that want to come on and share your story and what you're doing in the community to make it a better place. I know that the stories and the stories that I've heard from the families have been one of our biggest blessings along our journey, because it's real advice. And, you know, we're going to talk a little bit about that later on in our show. But that's what it takes, you guys, is people that are living this every day, day in and day out. And you want to get connected. That's the most important thing. I feel so, so blessed that I'm able to be a part of different organizations, even in the state of Florida, that are making things better for the whole state of Florida. I'm so excited to be partnered up with some awesome organizations. And they actually come to us, you guys. They come to me. They say, Star, what are some things that you're seeing? What are some things that the people in your circle are experiencing? So I'm always out there. I'm always researching and always looking for ways to make it better. And we are actually partnered up with people that want to. These are the decision makers, you guys, the policy makers that are going to take our what we're saying. They're listening to what we're saying. They're watching how we're living, and they want to make it better for us. So let's continue to share our voice and definitely raise awareness. And please contact our office, our giveaway office, if you would be interested in letting your voice be heard and what your journey is like, and what are some of the services that you need? What are some of the things that you need on your journey? Because there's people that want to know, and there's people out there that can make a difference and help us along the way. So I think that all knowing that, and then that scripture, everything that lines up with hope and not giving up hope, but there's still people out there that want to help, and they do want to hear from us, and we are going to let our voices be heard so that we can make a difference. I'm excited about that. So I hope you guys are too. Don't give up hope, because it's going to get better. I wrote a song that's getting better every day. And, you know, even when I look around and I don't see, like, doesn't look like I see progress, I just remember that it's getting better every day. So we're talking today about autism on the go and how we communicate, how we live our life outside the box, you guys. And we try to do it the safest way that we can. And we've given you some points so far. If you're just tuning in, we talked about being aware of your surroundings. Sometimes you might have to send somebody out first to investigate the land, investigate the restaurant, investigate the church, or scope it out to see if it's going to be the best fit for you and your family. So sometimes you might have to go 1 week and just search and scope out the scene. And then the next week you can go to church, you know, but that's all part of that planning. That was our first tip. Be aware of your surroundings. Second one was places that might seem childproof for most children might be potentially harmful for yours. So make sure that you, once again, investigate and scope out the area. And number three was don't get too comfortable. You never want to get too comfortable with, even with, when you've done all the childproofing that you can, when you've done all you can, you still don't want to get too comfortable, you guys, because you have to just stay in a watch mode, you know. And really, that's why they tell us when your kid is sleeping, you sleep. Because they tell us that for babies, you know, they always tell that for when families, children have, you know, they have babies. When your baby is sleeping, you sleep. And that's really for us too. But then you have to, when you wake up, it's harder to get a lot of things accomplished because you have to be in constant watch mode. So it's awesome to have some good support in place when, you know, especially if you're tired and you just need a refresher, it's good to have that respite care in place so that you can get some other things done as well. All right. So the next couple points I wanted to talk about, and this has been something, and you will be able to actually go and watch it on our YouTube videos, because we put out a lot of footage this last week, was using your, you know, the fourth point is, I'm going to say, is using our therapy companies to be a blessing and to teach you their strategies of working out in the community. And I think that's awesome. There's so many different strategies that they know that they can focus on those particular things with you. And when you can find companies that are willing to not just teach you those strategies at a table, but come out into the community with you, I think that makes it even that much more effective. And that's what we've experienced this week. We had an awesome, awesome time. Our ABA company came out into the community with us. They came out into the beach, actually, with us, with Gabe. And that was so awesome. So talk about the learning that went on there with him in the water, him in the ocean, and him listening and following directions there when he was the most excited and in his happiest place. That was some really, really great learning. I know it was great for all of us to see that.
It's always good to be able to have the RV to take him in his own environment and then take him to different environments. And that's what it's all about, Autism on the Go, you know, getting out in the community, teaching the community about children with autism, because we still get those stares and things like that. Like, what is going on? So everyone don't know. So we need to bring the children to the community so that they can be educated and have autism awareness or whatever the awareness it might be, special needs in general awareness. You know, God makes special people. And lots of times to teach us a lesson. You know, these children teach us a lesson. So it's good to get out. You know, I don't want people to, because your children are different, I don't want you to hide your children from the world, because you have nothing to be ashamed of.
That's right. And that's why we started Autism on the Go. That's why we started going, you know, and I love it. You know, one of the things that encouraged me to do this program and to start journaling and taking notes of what we do and how we get out is when we went to a school and they did a lot of field trips. And we just love those field trips so much. And I just looked forward to them every single week. Like, oh my gosh, where are we going to go? Where are we going to go? Where are we going to go? And it was such a difference to be able to go out in the community versus staying cooped up in a building. And the kids just learned so much more hands-on, touching, feeling, seeing, than just staying cooped up. And so I love that. I love that we can be out there in the community, making a difference and really, 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 like he said, educating and raising awareness. And, you know, when we go to these different RV parks, we're educating them. They had a little session in there where they were like selling jewelry. And we basically did a little autism seminar in there, because we were able to talk, train, educate. And they were asking questions. We were like, it was amazing. And so it's always awesome to be able to do that and to be able to hear some of their stories. I mean, they encouraged us. They said, I remember one lady gave us her testimony that her nephew didn't talk till he was 10 or 11. And then he was able to still graduate and get his high school diploma. So, you know, amazing stories like that as we go out. But we give them inspiration, and they definitely give it back to us. So it's such a blessing. It's such a win-win situation. So number four is use your therapy companies to teach you on effective communication skills. And then also, if they will go out with you in the community and assist you, that makes it even better. And we love that. And then also going out in groups. And we talk a lot about this, going out in groups, and that makes it's so much better as well. And, you know, I always say learn, 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 learn. At our school this week, we also learned about a new program called Teach Town. And it's like an app that you can get that teaches socialization skills out in the community. So these are all different programs and things that you can even take from the community, take from a tablet or an iPad or a computer, and then start applying it into your regular life, you guys. So you might want to look that up, Teach Town. And I want to tell you guys this. Get as much information as you can and try to get as many people on your, you know, in your little team and in your little circle as you can. It makes a world of difference. If you can have 5 or 10 people that are looking out for you and your kid at the same time, and everybody's looking out for one another's kids, it makes it so much better. So I love going out in groups. It just really, 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 really takes a lot of the stress off. And when you get the steers, they're not just steering at one, they're steering at the whole table. You know what I'm saying? So that definitely helps. And then another thing I want to say is while you're learning the strategies, while you're working through it with your family and having that family support, I always say never, ever get too comfortable with having a group of people that you still can't go out by yourself. And I'm really big on that, because you never want to get to a place where you feel like, okay, I never want to get to the place where I feel like I can't take Gabriel someplace by myself. I love that my husband is here. I love my mom is here. I love that the therapist will go with us different places. But guess what? If I need to jump up and go to Walmart, or if I need to jump up and go to anywhere, guess what? We're going to go to Walmart, or we're going to go to where we have to go at. So I don't want to ever get to the place. I don't want to ever get too comfortable where I'm depending on them to be there to go with me to Walmart or go with me here or there, because I think that's a dangerous place as well. I think you always need to be able to feel like you can take your child someplace if you have to take them by yourself or just because you want to. Don't get in a bad habit of making it always have to be a group, when if you just have to go by yourself, it's okay to go. And, you know, I think that's key. Sometimes me and Gabriel will just go on a short trip someplace. We might go, I'm going to take Gabriel here, and it just might be me and Gabe. So guess what? I've got to make sure that he's listening to me. He's following directions. He's listening to what I'm saying, and that I can control him as well. I never want to get to the point where, oh, I need Quentin's muscles to help control Gabriel, or I got to be able to control him. So I think that's really, really key, guys, is to make sure that, you know, that you don't ever become afraid to take your own child someplace. Even if when the group is gone and the therapists are gone and it's just you and the kid, guess what? Embrace it, love it, and still go places.
I think that's good. I think it's good to always remember to stay independent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, independent, like you say, then you won't ever be dependent on if somebody's done, don't come or cancel mm-hmm. out. Oh, I can't go now.
Yeah.
You know. It's not going to change the plan because this person can't go, or this person got sick, or this person changed their mind. You still are going to take your child where you plan to take them.
Mm-hmm.
It won't have anything to do with the changing of your plans.
Right.
Them dropping.
It might be harder.
It comes along for the journey.
Yeah.
You know, it's good. You can have fun, and you can still have fun with them or without them.
Right.
You know, that's what. Don't get too dependent on other people for your happiness.
Right.
And you know what I'm saying?
And it might be a little more challenging. But it's not, you know, it's not the end of, you know, like for it's more challenging. I see my friends that have, they might not have any family support, but guess what? They still do it in spite of. Do you see what I'm saying? They're still going everywhere. They're still doing everything in spite of. So don't get too dependent where if you have them, it's good. If you don't have them, you're still going to be okay. You'll still make it by the grace of God. So I think that's really, really key, because
we can learn from others.
Yeah, you sure can. You can learn
a lot. We can see our strengths and we can see our weaknesses to
mm-hmm.
others. And we can become stronger because we see somebody else that you're in an area where you're weak in. Somebody else might be strong. So it helps to keep the body strong, and it also helps us to become stronger in the places where we're weak, you know.
Yeah. So I think that's really, really key. So some things that I want you to take away from the show today is knowing like your potential threats. Like anytime people start a business or they're going to go to, you know, anybody that has a plan, like a specific plan, they would always say, what are the things that can go right? Well, what are some of your potential threats? I think we need to know that. What are some of your potential threats when you're going this place? What are some things that can, think about the things that can go right. It's going to be fun. That's me, right? I always, oh, we're going to have so much fun. It's going to be a great time. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. But then think about sometimes it's harder to think about those potential threats. What are some of the things that can go wrong? What are some of the things that I need, that I would need to be in, have in my little bag, my little arsenal bag here? What are some things that I would need to have if this went wrong or if that went wrong? And so that's why you'll see so many moms with these big giant purses. And then I see my other friends and they have big giant backpacks on the back of wheelchairs, and they can pull any, they can pull a hammer and nails out of there. It seems like they have door stoppers in there, you guys. I'm like, wow. But see, for a person in a wheelchair, a door stopper is very important. You see what I'm saying? So they can pull door stops out. I mean, unbelievable. You're like, oh, I got that. They got rain jackets. They got everything in there. You're like, wow. And I have all kinds of stuff in my bag. So they're like, you got fruit snacks and gummy bears and this, that, and the other, you know. So you can, you know, everybody has what they need. But that's the key thing, is think of the things that you would, you might need with in advance so that you can be prepared. And really, I think what on our journey, what I've learned more than anything else is just how to prepare for things as concerning Gabriel. I tell you what, we have wheelchairs available. We got harnesses. We got helmets. We got Tylenol. I mean, you got to keep all that stuff at your within you and within your reach at all times. Strollers, everything. Yeah. So you got to keep
all. Got to have your tools.
Got to have your tools so that you can be.
That's right, baby.
So you can be prepared at all times. And that's what it's all about. And I think when you talk to other parents that are on the journey with you, then you see they are prepared too. They might not look like it, but they are. They can pull some coffee out of there. They got, you'd be like, oh God, I didn't get a cup of coffee today. I meet so many parents. Oh, I got some right here. Just add some water to it. You're like, oh, wow. You know, you wouldn't even think that, but they are so resourceful. These parents are the most resourceful people I've ever met in my life because they've learned how to make it. You know what I'm saying? And it's just amazing when you meet a parent of a child with special needs and they are still happy and still doing and happy and going around and, you know, not staying stuck in the house and depressed with the in the bed with the covers over their head. You know what? That's a great day. That's a great day because they can give you so much inspiration. So I love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. Love all the families that I've met on our journey. And just, I've learned so much for so many of you guys.
Yeah. And I just wanted to remind, I'll just give a word for the children who have children with special needs. Each and every children, every child is special in their own way. And, you know, don't get into the habit of comparing your children to other children. You know, I hear it in the autism community a lot. I hear it in a, you know, maybe Down syndrome, you know, and it's like sometimes the conversations will go left and the conversation may be, well, I wish my kid can do this that your kid can do and my kid can do this and yours can't do that. And I wish that, you know, there'll be no trades happening. It's not a draft. So
it's not a draft.
You can't trade. So my advice is just, you know, sometimes we can miss the progress our children, because I notice it so much because I go away with the military and I come back and I'm like, wow, he's doing that. And I can't believe he's doing that, you know, and I didn't know if he was going to be able to do that. And if you're with him all day, then you might not see that he's doing things. And then it makes me think, wow, well, what else can he do? You know, mm-hmm. So instead of discounting and just assuming that he won't be able to do some things, he's doing everything. He's just doing it in his own time. So I expect him to be able to do everything, even talk, in his own time.
Amen.
And it's better to expect him to do it than to assume that he can't do it, because then you always treat him like he can't do something, and that would end up having him fall short of his abilities.
That's right. It goes back to that scripture. Hoping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The expectation. Yeah. You have to look, and that's what the expectation is, the looking forward, you know. So we're looking forward to the things that we know he can do, you know, and we cannot speak negative. Oh, he can't do this. He can't do that. Like you're insane, son. But we have to believe, hope and believe that what God has promised is going to come to pass. Like you say, in his own time, mm-hmm. when he's ready, he will do it.
And I think that's so, so key, you guys. And, you know, some of the best advice that you can get is going to be from other parents that are on the journey. And me and Quentin were talking on the way here about parents' advice. And, you know, sometimes because it's, you know, they don't mean any harm, but sometimes people will come into your home or come into your life and they'll say things to you, make assumptions to you, you know, and they really will be insulting you, you know. So, and then you have to deal with those insults. And they don't mean, I don't think they mean it any harm, but when people are so quick to tell you to put your kid in a group home, exactly.
Those are fighting words.
Those are fighting words.
Yeah. Say, what did you say?
What did you exactly?
You suggested I put my kid in the group home?
Yeah.
Let me tell you something about the group home.
Uh-huh.
That may be what you do. That ain't what I'm about to do with my kid.
Yeah.
So, but they don't, people, I don't think they do it on.
They don't do it on purpose. And there are some amazing group homes, and there are some amazing group homes and amazing facilities for people. And I mean, they do an amazing job. And I think, you know, but those are some things that people have said. This week I've had to hear that, you know, and, I tell you what, it just breaks your heart, and one side of your heart is breaking, and then you know you still have to be, you know, nice and smile and all that stuff, but you're like, what in the world? So I don't know. It's just like, it's those are hard pills to swallow, guys. So it's, you know, I think from people that don't live it every single day, I just, you know, they can say that.
Sometimes they may assume that your child is just misbehaving, and you know they're thinking, "Oh, you need to get a hold, or you know, discipline your kid." But it's not a discipline issue, mm-hmm. because this is a special situation, and that you may not be aware of. And you know, if you have a child with special needs, you're more in tune to it. You know, it's a part of your life, it's a part of your world. But if you that's not what you live, then it's going to be a lot more distance. So you're going to make assumptions. You know, people, mm-hmm. people make a lot of assumptions without knowing what the situation is. So, you know, I guess my advice is just not to assume stuff. You know, that's for the non. that advice is for the non-special needs families out there, people out there. Don't assume anything, because you don't always know what the situation is. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Or what, you know, what somebody may be going through. You know, sometimes it's better to ask questions than to make assumptions.
Mm-hmm. And definitely don't assume that somebody would be. I don't, when you say that, do you assume that somebody's going to be happier if their kid is in the group home or not? I mean, like that's like somebody telling you to put. You know, would I tell you to do that to your typical kid? Put them in. You know, no, you wouldn't tell anybody that. So I just, you know, sometimes it's. Those are just hard pills to swallow. And I really don't think people mean anything by it. I think that they just don't know what to say. And I think they say whatever.
They're trying to make a suggestion.
Yeah.
You know, but maybe that's what they would do, but that's not what everyone would do.
Yeah, that's not what everyone would do.
Or is willing to do.
Yeah. So those are just things. And we could talk a little bit more about that, because those are real issues. I think that real issues. And I have had friends that have had to put their brothers and sisters and family members in group homes, and they chose to do that, and they feel good about those decisions. I mean, we could talk about that. Maybe we could talk about the stereotypes of group homes. I mean, and then maybe we can even interview some people that own group homes and see, you know, because I know there's some great group homes out there. You know, so we can maybe clear up some of the stereotypes of group homes. I know there's a lot of bad stereotypes, good stereotypes. I mean, that would be a great conversation to kind of get into on the show, because it seems like people have negative views and, you know, and I know there's a lot of positive views. So that would be something great to dive into. Let us know what you think about that. You can email us at info@giveawayfoundation.org, info@giveawayfoundation.org. And, you know, we've really, really had a great time with you guys today. We got a lot of great information for you over the next couple of weeks. I know we should have some other autism moms on the line next week. And I believe we're going to be having Mr. Jay Brown from Card Services on to talk about his music program. And he's also working all over Duval County and Clay County with children with special needs. So we definitely want to hear what he's doing to impact our community with music. And I'm excited to be a part of all these great things, you guys. So you stay tuned. Make sure you like all of our social medias. Follow us on everything. You can see a little bit of our RV footage and some safety tips and precautions that we took with Gabe, and we took him to the beach. So you can see some of those things. You can see just how we continue to live our life outside the box. And we make the best of it, you guys. No matter what, we make the best of it. So I hope and pray that you guys have been blessed. Make sure you like our pages, follow us on all of our social medias, and just thank you so much for being here and tuning in every single Saturday to Ready to Win, where we continue to make a difference in the lives of families and children that have special needs. So we really, really appreciate you guys. And for more information, email us at info@giveawayfoundation.org. And if you would like to partner with us, or come on our radio program as well, you can do so at info@giveawayfoundation.org. And that's my Gabriel. I hear him. Mommy, did you want to say something? Any final words?
Oh, no.
Gabriel was still talking.
Oh,
he has to do his part on the show.
All right, you guys. Well, you've been, we love that sound. Those sounds are going to turn to words, guys. So we'll see you next week on Ready to Win. This is Star.
This is Quentin.
And we are Ready to Win. Bye now.
I'm ready to win.
You've been listening to Ready to Win, turning disabilities into unique abilities, an empowered hour to help you and your child with special needs. You're encouraged to get involved in our local special needs community. Learn more at giveawayfoundation.org. That's giveawayfoundation.org. And remember, you're always equipped to win.